Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling ABC there is more to come after Israel attacked Iran's nuclear facilities and assassinated two of Iran's top generals. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Sirens actually rang out across the entire country here in Israel, not because the Iranians were striking the Israelis, but because the Defense Department wanted to tell the entire country that they had launched a preemptive strike on Iran.
Iran did strike back, launching about 100 drones toward Israel overnight. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president this morning is set to meet with his National Security Council in the Situation Room. And this morning, he still seems to be holding out hope that somehow these nuclear talks can be salvaged, posting just a short while ago, urging Tehran to come to the table, saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left, adding, just do it before it is too late.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter, Maya, has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could. But there's no funding.
Now, these families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposals for education funding yesterday afternoon. This was one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Funding for schools, childcare, and the UW system are the reason why negotiations between the two sides broke down. Evers claims Republicans wouldn't compromise and fund education enough, and Republicans claimed the state couldn't afford what Evers wants. Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed three or four times throughout the day. The hearing finally began last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night. We'll have more on their proposal in our later newscasts. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do. And Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization. And now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with the morning crew here, Mino and the Mayor. Find out all things Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's a beautiful
morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal.
It's sensational.
It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, John and Gordy.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when Trump...
What?
Well, it's always funny.
You mean Tommy Thompson?
Tommy Thompson is holding it off the stage. He went on a little too long for Trump's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they tossed him off.
Yeah, it really was.
Basically gave him the bums
get
rush.
Get off the stage.
Get off the stage,
and then Tommy.
Tommy
told the story.
Yes.
As he was getting off the stage.
It was
so
terrific.
Nice going, Tommy.
Good deal. Yeah. 7 minutes past the hour. It's John and Gordy in the morning, seeing some hazy sunshine this morning. Highs to get today getting into the middle 70s. Right now, we're in the upper 50s. Hey, it's time for this is the last day of the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Last day to get in on this. And this time around, we have brewer tickets up for grabs during the 7 a.m. hour here, and then there'll be other chances at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., other keywords. You can get complete rules at civicmedia.us. So here we go, and let me just say this again. This time around, we have the brewer tickets. Hang on a second. Make sure I got this all right. All you have to do is text the following word to us. And the easy way to do it is download the Civic Media app and then click on the WMDX portion of that app. Use the text button. The key word this time around is water. Water. W-A-T-E-R. You know how to spell water. Text it to us.
All right.
Okay. Water. And if you're the winner, you could win the brewer tickets to an upcoming game. And all the entries are eligible for the grand prize drawing. It'd be either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. Again, the word this hour is water. Okay?
All right.
All right, John.
Well, why don't we find out what's going on locally?
Oh, yes. Yes, Savannah Tomei Olson is with us this morning with all the latest news from around the area. Good morning, Savannah.
What's the big story today, Savannah?
Good morning, guys. I've been waiting days to hear your opinions on this, so I'm curious to see what you think.
Okay.
So the city of Madison will be likely passing some new housing legislation. You know, one of our biggest problems here in the city and in Dane County is housing and affordable housing and trying to increase the number of available units for people. We have one of the lowest vacancy rates in the country. So, you know, thoughts and prayers to all the renters and apartment hunters
and house hunters out there.
It's not easy.
Their proposals are
essentially that they would, right now, duplexes are only allowed in about a third of the city. And these proposals would allow duplexes everywhere. And that could, you know, increase density in some places, but they're calling it gentle density, right? They're not talking about putting huge apartment buildings places. They're talking about where there's one house, there could be two.
That's right. And you know, that's a great
they're
idea.
They're also talking about backyard lots. Mm-hmm. That's the other half of it. Okay, yes. Your turn. Go. No, I want to hear what you think.
Well, you know, the duplexes is something we should have done a long time ago. It encourages home ownership. You can buy duplexes, you know, half of a duplex, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of people rent them out, though. But yes, duplex is very important to start, you know, increasing the amount of. And then, of course, what was your other question?
Backyard lots.
Oh, backyard.
So basically, people who have like these big lots can split it up and build a unit in their backyard.
Now, I really love that idea, and they really have fantastic units and, you know, prefab units that you can put in back there.
Yes.
But I've always wondered, what about plumbing? What about electrical? How do you get that stuff out there, right? Especially plumbing. You have to have a lateral going to the road. So, That gets kind of messy, especially if it's in a backyard, because it will have to go through your house.
Well, yes. Yeah. So those are issues that they have to
deal I'm wondering about that. That's all. But I love those ideas. I love all the ideas. That's what should have been done a long time ago, including, you know, apartments above garages. You know, people can put those in as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, we're jamming people into apartments here in this town.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're putting in a huge apartment building just down the street from my house, and I've seen a ton of apartments go in, and we need them. But, you know, the big balancing act, and we've talked about it before, is how do we increase density without changing the fabric of people's neighborhoods, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody wants the gigantic apartment building in the house that didn't used to have one.
Well, I hope there's something in any of all of this, all of these proposed bills that at least allows the same architecture to be repeated in those neighborhoods without having neighborhood associations. You know, if you're going to put something in, at least have it kind of, you know, mimic a lot of the architectural surroundings, basically.
Savannah, anything else on your mind as far as big stories happening in Madison? All the protests are scheduled for tomorrow, the No Kings protest in Madison.
That's right. They've got so there's a huge protest expected on the Capitol yesterday, or not yesterday, tomorrow. Is it Friday?
Yes, it is. It's Friday the 13th. It's scheduled for tomorrow. Yes.
It's all blending together now, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't know if we're in the past or future, but go ahead.
We've got a I think almost 60 planned just across the state of Wisconsin, which is huge. But so I talked to the Madison Police Department yesterday, and they said that they'll have their special events team out because that's what they do, but they're expecting nothing but peaceful protests here. I mean, that's a specialty of Madison's, I would say, are huge peaceful protests. Yeah. But my favorite part is that instead of going to the huge protests tomorrow, which will, you know, involve large crowds and a lot of walking, somebody organized a No Kings protest on the west side, and they're calling it the old folks protest. So you don't have to stand in the crowds, and you can bring a chair.
Really? Where is this?
Wow.
On the west side?
It's like on the west side, right across from Memorial High School.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds really cool.
How convenient. Yeah. It's nice.
You know, the event I'm looking forward to is the Women's March. They're putting on they're putting on a circus.
Yeah, before the before the other
protests,
before the No Kings protests.
And it's going to be on the Library Mall, and they're going to have activists wearing clown costumes in protest of what they call the Trump administration's clown show fascism. And they're also trying to set a record for the most circuses held on a single day.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
There are also protests planned in McFarland and Stoughton, Monroe, New Glarus, Sauk City, Janesville, Baraboo, Dodgeville. The list goes on and on. Yep. Lots of
all over the place.
Yes, more than 50
in
Wisconsin.
And we're still looking forward to the backlash to the No Kings Day, you know, with all of the...
You're going to beat this to death, aren't you?
With Burger King showing up.
Burger King will be there. King Friday from...
And King Friday,
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is involved, so you never know what will happen.
Savannah Tomei Olson, thank you for joining us this morning. You have a good, happy Friday the 13th, okay?
All right.
Yeah, you guys too.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay.
All right, guys. I got something really cool. This is, you know, we've featured this individual as representative a number of times on this program. She's a New Mexico representative, and it's Melanie Stansberry. And
oh, yeah.
She has been out there, and she's a force
really,
to be dealt
yes,
with.
Yes, she is.
She's like AOC out there, and she mm-hmm. had a comment on No Kings Day. This is cut 124, and let's listen to this.
Well, some interesting theatrics today. Welcome, everyone, to the Oversight reality TV show. I know Mr. Trump loves himself some good TV, and today is not disappointing. And in fact, I want to say welcome to some of the members who've showed up to this committee who I've never seen here before. It's great to have you here in the hearing room with
Yay.
Us. Now, before I get started on the topic at hand, I want to take a moment to speak directly to the immigrant community who might be watching and listening today. I want to say to everyone out there who is living in fear, we see you, we love you, we respect you, and we are fighting for you and every community that is being targeted by this administration and this Congress. We also want all of you out there to know that you have rights. You are protected by the law. And you should not have to live in fear and wonder whether or not you're going to be safe if you leave your home or if your family is going to come home at night. We see you. We are fighting for you. You have rights. Now, let's turn to the situation in California, which, of course, much of this hearing has focused on. As someone from a Marine veteran family, let me be clear. Marines are combat troops. They are highly trained, highly disciplined, lethal fighting force combat troops. And they should never, never be deployed against the American people who are exercising their constitutional rights. This is a gross and disgusting abuse of power. A disgusting abuse of power by fake tough guys who think that they can intimidate our communities while taking away their rights. And this is from the same man who dodged the draft and called our military service members suckers and losers. That's your commander in chief. And here, these folks here and the president want to say they're for our military and our veterans while they're illegally deploying service members, violating state sovereignty, gutting the VA, firing generals and lifelong service members. And you all want to sit in here and play like you're with the military and the American people while Donald Trump is planning to spend $45 million of your hard-earned taxpayer dollars on a fake military parade this Saturday that they can't even fill, that they put a super PAC ad on Craigslist to recruit citizens of the city of Washington, D.C. to go stand in the parade route.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, that's...
puts a fine point on it.
Yeah, the Craigslist thing is pretty outrageous. But we saw the Craigslist ads also for a lot of his rallies.
Mm.
So this
yeah.
This is absolutely nothing new. And we got a text here from the Chuckster. How about adding an O King soundtrack, maybe something off of Rush's Farewell to Kings, which isn't a bad idea.
Mm.
Or run a James Dio's Kill the King.
Right.
But, you know, they're all see, this expands on my idea, which I thought, you know,
right.
Didn't quite work out.
Yes.
You know, the Hall of the Crimson King.
Yes, yeah. That was a great album. Yeah. You know, that whole King Crimson album.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Okay, it is 18 minutes past the hour, and we want to remind you this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations east and west, and you can find out more at verlo.com.
And we are in the Scani Summer Text to Win Contest Hour. This hour's keyword is water. This is for a pair of tickets to the Brewers game. If you are selected from our entries, we will notify you in a day or two. But water is the keyword this time around. We'll have other keywords in the 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m. hour, and 4 p.m. hour. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in a moment.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rock Fest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too. Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me, me, me. Love you, John and Gordy.
All about her. We love you too, Stephanie.
And it should be.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
She's fabulous. She always follows our show with her show. Right after our show.
That's how that works. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning, and I'm wearing an Art Paul t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That I picked up last night.
Do we have that song that he
Do we
performed?
Have Art Paul ready?
Yeah, I think we do.
Can we slide that
we
in?
We do, yeah. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay, this is a new theme.
I just walked up to him and asked him, can you do a John and Gordy song?
Brittany Merlot is waiting patiently to hear this theme for the John and Gordy show as well. This is brand new.
Okay, go ahead. You got it?
I'm sorry. Give me a second, guys. I'm sorry.
Recorded live.
Okay.
Live on Gordy's phone.
I got it now. I got it now.
All right, here it is.
Go for it.
Terry Gordy in the morning. This is the fact that it's a warning. John and Gordy in the morning. It may be raining, it may be snoring. John and Gordy in the morning. The funniest guys you ever see. But it's the radio, aren't you glad? You don't know what they really look like. John and Gordy in the morning. It's not a scary thing, it's just a warning.
The famous kazoo.
Yeah, yes, there it is. Big finish.
Wow. Yeah, all right.
Well, I know.
My goodness sakes.
How's he come up with that stuff?
Yeah. Right on the spot. Thank you, Brittany. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Brittany Merlot awesome joins song. Us now. Yeah, it was a fun night at the Madison Night Market. So weather-wise, we're starting to see some hazy sunshine here in Madison. Mm-hmm. What's it like in Wausau?
Oh, not much better. The smoke may be gone, but we've got a ton of clouds, lots of rainfall. I mean, I think we've already picked up a half an inch. Some places already an inch and a half up north.
Wow.
So this weekend in the Northwoods, it is a soaker. It's going to continue through the day today and even into tomorrow, too. Well, down south, you have spots of sunshine. Is that sunshine I see out your window?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we got some sunshine.
Just,
yeah.
You know, it happened just as you started talking. And sometimes, that's the way it goes.
You bring the sunshine to the area.
You got it. Yeah.
I try. Yeah. So you're going to see partial sunshine today. Mm-hmm. Some nice temperatures, 78 degrees probably will be your high. There is a small teeny tiny chance of a scattered shower or storm this afternoon. But a lot of those do want to stay to the south. So just heads up for that. Otherwise, tomorrow, sunny, highs in the 80s, still hanging on to the sunshine on Sunday, low 80s. Maybe some mugginess, though, starting to seep in, and that heat and humidity really starts to crank as we go into next week. And that's when those storms start to turn a little bit more stronger to severe. But we're good to go this weekend. Honestly, a gorgeous weekend down south.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll take it. I like it.
Yeah. Well, we're breeding mosquitoes, each and every time it rains. So. Not good.
I got them waiting for you.
Oh, well, great.
I'll
fantastic.
Send the troops.
How about those giant horseflies that inhabit the up north areas?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Those are the worst.
I know.
Their bites hurt when they get you.
They really do. Yes, they do. Yes. Yes. It's a bad. I'm just warning everybody. If you're going up north, get your shots.
get your shots. Okay. And make
the ticks around too. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Everywhere.
Yes. Oh boy. Okay.
Well, all right, Brittany.
Brittany, thank you so much. We appreciate that report. Yep. You have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Talk to you Monday.
I know she'll be humming the new John and Gordy theme.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right. That's WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
All right. I got something here. I think this is really kind of fun. It's Don Lemon. And
Don Lemon, whatever happened.
He's calling it a Hollywood spectacle out there for the parade. The Trump parade for his birthday. Let's listen to Cut 127. Here we go.
All right.
Breaking news. Military might, political pageantry, and Hollywood are colliding. Sources are telling us here at the Don Lemon Show that the Trump administration, possibly via the Army, has ordered about 1,500 military uniforms from over the years to show the evolution of the U.S. military uniform. They are telling us, these sources, they are alleging that the Trump folks want either members of the military or actors to wear these uniforms either in the parade or in the crowd. We reached out to the company. They would not comment, but our sources are saying about 1,500 uniforms have gone. What is this? Is this supposed to be a parade, or is this a Hollywood show? All for the sake of Donald Trump, who wants a big production for his birthday. Well, this is becoming even more expensive for the American taxpayer.
It is.
And why isn't he focused on things that are more important than a grand parade for himself?
I'm almost hoping that he's distracted.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Instead of, focusing on L.A. And I think there was a comment from Kristi Noem, Homeland Security, saying something like they're going in there to help a socialist city. And, it becomes very, very politically, ideologically motivated to do something like this. So I think that's really what's backing this up. There's nothing else. This is to prove that liberal blue states and cities are all bad.
Mm.
And that's where all of these events are pretty much taking place.
Yeah. Everything was calm and peaceful before the troops arrived.
Yes, yes.
Everything was going just fine.
I know. The protesters, there weren't a lot of them.
No.
They were dispersed throughout the entire area. So it wasn't like a massive contingent. busting up buildings and burning cars.
Right, yeah. It is 7:29 coming up next, right around the corner after the Midwest Farm Report. Rocker is in the house with a Max Inc. preview. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Yes, consumers are paying more for beef at the grocery store, but it has not changed their consumption patterns. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I talked about it with Dr. Glenn Tonsor. Tonsor is a professor in agriculture economics at Kansas State University. He also coordinates the monthly Meat Demand Monitor Survey. Tonsor says the latest survey shows that consumers are anxious about international trade relationships and the potential for unemployment, but they still keep buying beef.
I'll just call it the meat protein is in, right? So this broad desire to have meat protein in your diet. More and more people are telling us they self-declare as a meat consumer. The rate of vegan vegetarianism is actually declining per the MDM. So to put a bow on that is those are trends that are going, you know, they're conflicting. So far, we are seeing retail demand strength hold up. So grocery store for at home, which is consistent with the grilling, as you said, but we're seeing notable weakness in food service. So away from home consumption. And that fits the macroeconomic concern we're talking about here.
Dr. Glenn Tonsor, ag economist at Kansas State University, talking about the latest monthly meat demand monitor. You can take a deeper dive on that consumer information. Go to agmanager.info. That's agmanager.info.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And the last member of the Wisconsin State FFA officer team was announced yesterday. Amala Draxler from Glenwood City has been named the Wisconsin Association of FFA president for 2025-2026. Her parents are Mike and Rebecca Draxler, her advisor, Kirsten Condor. If you'd like to follow up on all the FFA activities from this week's state convention, check it out, MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. That's Food News on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We got to make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WNBX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning, and it's been a very busy morning, a lot of protests going on across the country, and we've got Rocker coming up in just a few moments. I want to go to the phone lines real quick. We have Joe on the line. What do you got for us today, Joe?
Well, it's I just wanted to reiterate, you were talking about Kristi Noem, our Homeland Security Director, and her what she had to say about Los Angeles. Let us remember that this is Kristi Noem, the woman who dragged her puppy to a gravel pit so she could shoot it in the face because she couldn't manage to, you know, train it. This is a woman who didn't know what habeas corpus was, and here she is, you know, Homeland Security. So what she actually said is just so amazing. This is a quote. "We are staying here, City of Los Angeles, to liberate the city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership that this governor and this mayor have placed upon this country." First off, they voted for their governor. They voted for their mayor. Mm-hmm. So this is what they want. And to describe it as socialist, I mean, who is she to say that this is what the people of Los Angeles and the people of California wanted? Let us imagine that Kristi Noem put that same level of insight into occupying Green Bay. How would we like it if she occupied Green Bay, said it was a socialist mayor, socialist governor, and Tony Evers, and we're going to remove that burden? Not so much.
We wouldn't
Not
like
so
it.
Much.
No. Yeah, yeah. I think, and thanks for that quote. I was trying to think of what it was. I even wanted to get the recording of it. Couldn't get my stuff to work this morning for it. So I appreciate that. And we're going to have that on the show. I'm going to repeat that quote over and over. I think that sums up exactly what this administration is up to. So,
Joe,
all right, Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
It is 7:37.
And by the way, there's two things I just want to give everybody a chance to check out. It's Vosh. He's got a channel on YouTube, Vosh, V-A-U-S-C-H. And then there's another guy, it's Hassan Piker.
Okay.
Hassan Piker. Check those two channels out if you want to stay up to date with what's going on in L.A. They've got the coverage. They're the ones that you should be watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Hassan Piker, actually, he live streams every single day where he goes out and just does everyday things as well.
Well, so, Vosh does the same thing.
Vosh does the same thing. Mm-hmm.
All right.
7:37, got to take care of a little business here. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, emphasizing passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments, convenience over complexity, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Talk to Jim or Sarah there at Madison Hearing Aid Center. Again, check out their website, too. It's excellent. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. And another reminder here, we're in a text-to-win hour here for our Ascani Summer Text-to-Win Contest, the statewide contest up for grabs this time around, a pair of Brewer tickets. And the key word this time is water. Water is the key word. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Get that text into us before 8 a.m., and you're in for a pair of tickets. We'll draw that winner later in the day and contact you in the next few days. You can get complete rules at civicmedia.us. And again, everybody that enters gets into the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. Okay, it is 7:38. Time to welcome Rocker back into the studio for a Maxing preview. Good morning, Rocker.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Doing okay.
Hey, what do you think of the... Art Paul t-shirt here.
Oh, yeah.
You've no
purple
Art.
Bananas on the moon.
Oh, I know.
Art Paul Schlosser. We ran into him last night at the Madison Night Market right outside our station. He's always out there for everything.
Yes. He represents the spirit of busking in Madison, that's for sure.
Yeah. We've known him for years. Way back with him during our early days here in Madison.
That's right.
All right, so let's get to the mixing preview.
You guys are going to have Tiffany Hobbs on Monday morning, by the way.
Right.
She is a personality from L.A., an on-air personality with KFI 640 AM. Mm, she's a special education teacher, and she's a photographer. So she's got her MA in sociology out there in California, and she's going to talk to you guys Monday about what's going on in L.A., so a personal perspective from the ground.
Yes. Professional opinion.
And thanks to you for helping us set that up.
We reached out to the Hive. Mm-hmm. I got one more thing. I heard you guys talking about apartments above garages.
Yes.
And, you know, Milwaukee has been doing that since the 50s, right?
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, happy days, right?
I grew up there.
Fonzie lived over the garage in the family.
Yes. That's true. Yes.
They rented out the apartment to him, right?
And Chris Peterson on Get a Life was also living above an apartment.
Yeah, that's right.
Above a garage.
That's right.
Just fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And I also agree, actually, with you about the North Beltline. I always call the North Beltline M&K. I was listening the other day, and I heard you talking about that, and I'm like, oh, man, I've always said they should build this into a real belt line around the north, you know, because I call it the wormhole because I live on the north side. So if you want to go to the west side, that's the wormhole to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great reference. I like
that. That's the way to go.
Max Inc. Radio, 6 p.m. to midnight. There's lots of good stuff coming up this weekend, Saturday night. Repeats on Sunday. Atwood Music Hall. It's a brand new venue here in Madison. It's got its... its grand opening is tonight, so get out there, and then the whammies are the mamas are coming up, and we'll tell you about that in a moment. Natty Nation, Ja Boogie's going to be in talking to me. 30 years of Natty Nation. They're doing an anniversary show.
Wow.
Hey, it happens to be at Atwood Music Hall as well. Live in the Lair is going to be Erin Oakley. Erin is an acoustic folk pop singer, songwriter, and she's based in Madison. She writes and records country pop and R&B. We'll check that out live in the Lair.
Mm-hmm.
Natty Nation. 30 years of Natty Nation, 1995 to 2025. For three decades, Natty has been a cornerstone of Midwest reggae music scene, spreading messages of unity, love, social justice through their powerful sound. It's pretty amazing that they've been around for so long. They have over 30 Mama Awards, Madison Area Music Hall of Fame inductees. Saturday, June 21st, Natty Nation is going to do the 30 years of reggae revolution at Atwood Music Hall.
Wow.
Let's listen to a little bit of Natty Nation. This was from their first album in 1996. The journey has just become. This song is called Arise.
The wicked and the dreadful time, Mama Gideon. Got to stand up firm on your feet. Hey, help the weak when you know you are strong, and your reward will be in Mount Zion. Arise, rise up, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise, Rasta children, got to take a stand. Arise. Children, yeah. Arise, rise up. I want you blow for me now, now.
Boy, Natty Nation, I gotta say, they are so professional sounding. It's just a great group.
Yeah.
Great group.
Well, you know, and 30 years ago, there was a local band called Arawak Jah. And Arawak Jah, I forget the leader's name, quote unquote, who ran that band, but he was an older guy and his backing band was very young, and they had a parting of ways, and that parting of ways led to a young Natty Nation 30 years ago. And now
here they are,
you know, 30 years later, they're the legends,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how it all starts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I was talking about Jenny Lupine and Jamie Poster just last week. She was the Nebraska native, physical therapist, gymnastics coach, but went to music. And now she's a singer-songwriter. She's teamed up with guitarist Jamie Poster, rapscallion Faces for Radio. People might remember him more in the hard rock crowd. Saturday, June 14th at the Burock, which is over in the North Sherman Plaza. She is going to be playing with Jamie Poster, and I thought I'd bring in kind of another song so we could hear a different flavor of Jenny Lupine. This is from 2022, Street Dance.
Baby, I saw you laughing across a crowded street dance. Sidewalk talking with the guys, oh, so easy on the eyes. Look on over to your right. People all around us, but you're the only one I see. This crowd keeps pushing us together, moving closer now than ever. Boy, you're standing next to me. Now you've got me dreaming. Take me by the hand and lead me. Dancing in the evening. Chestnut eyes are all I'm seeing.
Nice voice.
Yes.
Love it.
Beautiful voice.
Isn't she all good? Right.
Yeah.
Jenny Lupine coming up Saturday, June 14th, Burock in the North Sherman Plaza. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. You've heard of Rick Nielsen,
yes.
Right? Guitar player from Cheap Trick.
Yes.
Well, his
Rockford,
son,
yeah.
Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. They're going to be at Marquette Waterfront Festival. The festival is June 14th and June 15th. It's right there in Yahara River Park. Coming up this Saturday and Sunday, it starts with the Dandelion Dash on Saturday, June 14th. And then Sunday, it's the Fool's Flotilla. Make your own boat, put it in the water from the River Alliance. That's Sunday, June 15th, before the festival.
Sounds like a disaster.
Waiting to happen.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting.
A lot of fun.
And and when they say Fool's Flotilla, they mean fools. And
okay,
you know, they're dressed up in all kinds of costumes,
sure.
Crazy
emphasis.
Stuff. They're,
yeah.
You know, they're not normal people. What can you say? Miles Nielsen, Sunday, June 14th, he'll be there, 6:30 p.m. on the main stage. He'll be headlining the final day. And let's take a little listen. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. This is Hands Up from Obahoy 2019.
I'll take you back again. You give me everything. If everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
That is, you know, I've heard you guys play that on Saturday, and I just thought, who is that? And it's just, that is a great, great song. Now I know who it is. It's Miles Nielsen, but that is just one of the great songs. I just love that thing.
Yeah, it's a great band.
Catchy.
Great songwriter.
Haunting sound.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, he's very interesting. So, yeah, Marquette Waterfront Festival, that is coming up this weekend, June 14th. And 15th at Yahara Place Park, right by the river, right on the east side. It's a really awesome festival to go to. A lot of fun. Two stages and tons of local bands. Also some, you know, national and regional touring acts as well.
Mm-hmm. Got about a minute in this segment, and then we'll have some more on the other side. You got something you want to go with here?
Oh, geez. Well, hey, guys, I went to the Dane County Emergency Management Team's celebration for cardiac survivors last week.
Yeah, how'd that
They go? Had about, you know, a couple hundred people there show up.
Was that the Warner Park thing?
And Melissa Agard, she spoke through the rain. It was crazy. It poured down. And then they featured me as the survivor. I got to tell my story and the importance of CPR training and AED mobile
placement.
Well,
it's great that you did that.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. It is 7:48, back with more with Rocker with more of the Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in the morning.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and senior county official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP county commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claim that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rock and roll radio. Let's go. 752, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy, along with Rocker, with the Maxing Preview. This portion of the show brought to you by Burlow Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Burlow mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, since they started. But some things remain constant throughout Burlow's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Burlow Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to Burlow.com. And just a couple more minutes, a few more minutes left in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest for this contest hour. There'll be other keywords that you can enter the contest at the 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. But this hour, the word is water. Water, W-A-T-E-R. Water is the word, and up for grabs a pair of Brewer tickets. Of course, every entry, you are also entered in for the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin getaway or a Door County getaway. More information at civicmedia.us. Back to Rocker with the Maxing Preview. We got a few more minutes here, Rocker.
All right, Maxing Radio this Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. Listen for local music, interviews, and live music in the Lair. The Mama Awards, Madison Area Music Association. They've been having their Mama Awards since, I think, 2003 is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. So they've been around for a while. It's going to be at Atwood Music Hall. Now, that's over on Winnebago, right? It used to be a really old church,
Okay.
A brick building there.
What's it near? What, I mean, can you
like right near it? The where One Barrel Brewing used to be, or Tex Tubs Taco Palace.
Okay.
So around the corner there on Winnebago, kind of where the Mint Mark was.
Okay.
Used to be.
I think I know where that's at.
Yeah. Right. Lake Ridge Bank is in that little area.
Tonight's the big opening, right?
Oh, it's yeah. You know, yeah, it's a huge opening. Plus, it's a really large venue. Very professional, owned by the Baroque people.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
So there's a red carpet gathering in the cocktail lounge at 5:30 for the Mama Awards, and that's coming up Sunday, June 15th. The show starts at 7 p.m., featuring live performances by Automatic Lover, M. Shays, Red Door Duo, Jazz Flux, the Mason Meyer Band, many more. It's hosted by Cooper Talbot and Terry Barr. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be hanging out there at the red carpet at 5:30. So come and see me, the Mama Awards, this Sunday, June 15th, 7 p.m. Let's hear a little bit of Automatic Lover. We've heard some of their music, but I picked a little different slice to see what we can get. This is Sick Love.
All right.
Tell me that you're right, man. That you wish you had, man. That I am the biggest thing in your whole world. Por fa no te vayas, luego tú me extrañas. De tu vuelo soy tu cielo, soy tu sol. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir, sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y se repite cual de mentes inconscientes, ¿dónde va a parar? Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me.
Yeah,
love the beat.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, and
some of the members, they were used to be in a band around here called Smoking with Superman. Might remember that band way back when, kind of funky.
I don't remember and, that. What a great name.
Oh yeah, Smoking with Superman. They were a lot of fun.
Okay.
The Mama Awards this weekend, Sunday, June 15th, at the Atwood Music Hall. Frank Bush and the Names, right? Frank Martin Bush and the Names. They're going to be doing sessions at McPike Park, and it's partnering with Garver Events to bring 4-day festival to Garver Feed Mill June 19th through June 22nd. Headliners include Armchair Boogie, Frank Bush and the Names, Iris Dement, Los Tex Maniacs. You can see the full schedule of bands at sessions@mcpike.org. In addition to the music, they have a 2-day flea market, electric car show, food trucks, cold drinks, and more. I don't think Elon Musk is going to be there, so you're safe.
Okay.
Thursday, June 19th, Johannes Wallman and the Precarious Towers. He's the professor of jazz studies at the UW. Hmm. He starts at 7:30, and then it's Frank Martin Bush and the Names. They're at 9:30 headlining. They're where Heartland Twang meets Modern Grit. Frank is from Wheelhouse, case you were wondering, okay?
Yeah.
Frank Martin Bush and the Names, let's hear one of his songs. This is called I Met a Girl. Catchy.
It is catchy.
Yeah, it's really catchy. Great.
Frank Martin Bush and the Names from Wheelhouse. That's excellent. his solo project, or solo band, I guess you might say.
Okay. Max Inc. this weekend.
That's right.
Give us the rundown.
6 p.m. to midnight, we have Atwood Music Hall's Melissa Broom. She's going to be on to tell us all about the Atwood Music Hall, new venue in Madison. Natty Nation, Ja Boogie, he'll be in the studio. 30 years at Natty Nation. We'll hear some history and find out what's going on with them. And live in the lair, Erin Oakley. She's an acoustic pop singer and songwriter.
Excellent. Rocker, thanks for being with us, man. Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Have a good weekend. And that's going to wrap things up for John and Gordy for today. And again, we'll be back Monday morning. Coming up next is Stephanie Miller.
And hopefully, you know, this town won't be occupied by any outside forces at that time. I'm just hoping, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. You never know. Never know.
Yeah. And big No Kings protest tomorrow,
yes,
downtown Madison.
Yes, all the King protest, yes.
Yes, and No Kings will be there.
No King. Oh, the whole list that I came up with?
I know. None of them will be there.
All right.
That'll do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday morning.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump responding after the attacks by Israel on Iran's nuclear facilities and the counterattacks by Iran into Israel. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers says there were supposed to be another round of nuclear talks this weekend, but Tehran pulled out.
President Trump, in a social media post early Friday morning, is urging Iranian officials to reach an agreement on a nuclear deal with the United States. The president suggesting the drawn-out negotiations are what led Israel to launch its overnight strike. Before the Israeli attacks, President Trump signaled he was committed to a diplomatic resolution with Iran and warned that action by Israel could potentially derail negotiations. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two of Iran's top generals, including the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, said to have been killed in the strikes. There is a meeting this morning of President Trump's national security team to discuss the latest escalation. This is ABC News.